but shall possess, echo, possess the light of life. Don't get tired yet, okay? Think of everything we've been talking about. Jesus said, if you're following after me, you will no way, no how, never gonna happen, walk in darkness. You will have the light. You will possess the light of life. If you sit down on that and go, okay, that's absolutely true, that kind of crimps a lot of style and a lot of the religious stuff we put out there. I'll just let that sit for a second before we move on. No way, no how are you going to walk in darkness. Darkness. But you'll have the light of life. We've covered the light part. What about this darkness thing? I mentioned 1 Peter 2:9. Okay, the marvelous light. Okay, out of darkness into this marvelous light. We looked at the couple places in, was that the third and fourth verse, or the fourth verse of John 1, talks about darkness. Light shined out into the darkness, and the darkness couldn't either comprehend it or overcome it or whatever. And then we just read this. So all of these places, John's writing about Jesus. Peter's writing about the kingdom. And Jesus is talking about himself. And they're all talking about this darkness. And when you know enough to ask a question, find the answer. And Julie can testify, I tried not to, because I knew this was going to wind up being a thing, okay? But I finally got into it, and sure enough, I threw out at least 3/4 of all the stuff that I spent time looking at. If we just spent time looking into the Old Testament about this darkness stuff, we'd be here for an hour or so, okay? So we'll just move that aside. We'll stay with the New Testament. And even in the New Testament, you actually have 4 words, an adjective, 2 nouns, and a verb. Most all of that's 51 times, translated to King James. 32 times, the word skotos is used. If you were looking at it, it's S-K-O-T-O-S, skotos, okay? That's 32 times that word is used. The other primary word, 16 times, is skatia. And I find it fascinating because out of those 16 times that skatia is used, 14 of those times, John is the one using it. Both of those places, what is that? Somebody can look. That's the fifth verse of the first chapter. Both of those, quote, darkness, is skatia. And if you look over into 1 John, 6 out of 7 times that the word darkness appears, it's skatia. So these two words are not the same, although they're extremely similar. They both have the idea of obscurity in there. Obviously, it's translated darkness, but they have that. But this darkness that we're talking about now is not just an absence of light. Skotos is the idea more of like not just dim, but no light. Okay, stay with me for a second, because it's gonna plug back into where we were a second ago. No light. And that's the idea, when you see that word used, that's usually in connection with the idea of sin. Okay? Quote, sin, that total missing it, that apartness, separation from God, that has no light. There's no light in it, that's darkness. Got it? Okay. But skotia is a little bit different. It's the idea of dimness, as in there's not enough light. Okay? You can't really see very well because there's not enough light. When it talks about walking around in darkness, you can't see. In fact, that's the same word that's used for, I said I wasn't going to do that, for Isaiah 9:2, where it says, talking about Zebulun and Naphtali in Isaiah, he said, the people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. That's the word, that the Hebrew word there in the Septuagint is translated skotia. It means it was real dim. They couldn't really see very well, but this great light came out, which is Jesus, right? So, also the idea of obscurity is even more practical, picturesque. It forms a better picture here. And that is that something's blocking the light. So the light's there, and you're here, but there's something blocking the light. That's what this word is. That's what the word that's used twice in the fifth verse of the first chapter of John's gospel, that's what it is. So when it says this light, and it gave me some more insight here, when it said this light is flashing out, this light's flashing out, in the darkness, and the darkness, that's this obscurity. There's something blocking the light, right? And because the darkness can't kata lambano. Now, when you look at lambano as received, kata is down from, okay? The darkness, even though this light is being shined out, pick your cosmos, in the inhabited world, in the heavens, or everywhere, the darkness can't see into. It's blocked from being able to see into this light. Rolling it back over into our analogy that we've used for the past half hour, the darkness can't read the code. I never thought about this either. And again, I'm tiptoeing a line here. If the enemy could read this code in this light, he could get saved. He certainly believes in Jesus, doesn't he? I mean, he absolutely knows who he is. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? The idea that darkness couldn't comprehend, darkness couldn't read the code, darkness couldn't see into it, and that's exactly what Paul said. He said, if the princes of this world had understood this stuff, they would not have crucified the Lord of the reflection of God. Who is the reflection of God? The glory. Right? Again, that's exactly what it says. The light is flashing out, but the darkness, there's something about the darkness that obscures that light. The darkness can't enter into it. The darkness can't do anything about it. The darkness can't read the code. The darkness is in the dark. Right? So, that's one thing about the darkness.